Well, years ago, a bishop went to a parish to do the confirmations, and of course, the kids were scared to death that the bishop will call upon them and have them answer a theological question. So during the confirmation, the bishop saw a young man and said, "Stand up." And the boy stood up nervously, and the bishop said to him, "Define for me the Blessed Trinity." And the kid said, "Three in one and one in three." And the bishop scratched his head and said, "I don't understand." And the kid says, "You're not supposed to, Bishop. It's a mystery." You know, Peter Kreeft, a tremendous Catholic writer, really a modern-day C.S. Lewis, Peter Kreeft says, "The Trinity is not a puzzle to be solved. It's a mystery to be entered into." The Most Blessed Trinity is really the greatest of all Christian mysteries, the greatest of all Catholic mysteries, how there can be one God, one being who has one essence, one nature, one substance. There's only one God, and yet that one God is three divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Nature answers the question what something is. Person answers the question who something is. So with God, there is one nature, one essence, one being. There is only one God. And we have that in common with many religions who believe that are monotheistic, that believe in one God. And yet God has revealed himself to us that he is actually three divine persons. This is not something we could have figured out on our own. This had to be revealed to us. In the Old Testament, they knew, the Jewish people knew, that there was only one God. They got it right. But it was in the New Testament that God revealed that he actually, from all eternity, is three divine persons. From all eternity, the Father begets the Son. And from all eternity, the love between the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. But it's so eternal, so divine, it is a divine person. There was never a time when the Son of God did not exist. There was never a time when the Holy Spirit did not exist. They all three existed from all eternity in a family of love. This one God has three persons. And again, it was only revealed to us in the New Testament. It is a mystery that we can dwell upon for our entire life and never fully come to plumb the depths of the beauty of this teaching. Only in heaven will we begin to see how God is three persons and yet one. And this will be, it's called the beatific vision, the vision of the Most Blessed Trinity. And for all eternity, we'll get to gaze upon the vision that makes us truly happy, the vision that makes us truly blessed. Now, we have hints of the Blessed Trinity in the Old Testament, way back in the book of Genesis. What does God say? "Let us make man in our own image." That's an interesting expression. Let us, which is plural, make man in our own, not images, but image. One God. And yet let us make man in our own image. Perhaps hinting at the Most Blessed Trinity. Then in the New Testament, of course, we have the Trinity revealed for the very first time to a young maiden of Galilee, our Blessed Mother, Mary of Nazareth. She perhaps was 14 years old or 16 years old when God chose her to be the mother of his Son. What did the angel Gabriel say to Mary? He revealed the Blessed Trinity. He said, "If you are willing, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and the child to be born within you will be the Son of God." All three persons are revealed. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, the power of the Most High, which is the Father, will overshadow you, and the child to be born will be the Son of God. So the Trinity was first revealed to our Blessed Mother. And Mary said, "Yes, be it done to me according to thy word." And then miraculously, by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, the Son of God was conceived in Mary's womb. We call that the Annunciation, the Incarnation, when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And then 9 months later, our Savior was born at Bethlehem, and we celebrate that every Christmas. But then later on in the New Testament, as Jesus grew and was baptized in the Jordan by John, again, God revealed the Blessed Trinity. When Jesus, the Son of God, came up out of the waters, it says the heavens were opened and the Holy Spirit came down upon Christ in what looked to be a dove, in the form of a dove. And then God the Father spoke, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So here again we have the voice of the Father, the Holy Spirit descending upon Christ, and Jesus, the Son of God. So there it was revealed to St. John the Baptist, and it was revealed to the disciples and to the crowd that heard it. And then at the Transfiguration, again the Blessed Trinity was revealed to the apostles when Jesus on the holy mountain was transfigured before them, and the Holy Spirit enveloped Christ in the form of a bright cloud, and then God the Father again spoke, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." So again, the Trinity was revealed in the New Testament. It's not something we could have figured out. It was revealed. And then the Lord makes it very clear when he told the apostles to go out into the whole world and baptize. And what did he say? "Baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Not names, plural, but name singular. One God, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, sometimes it can be, obviously, a mystery can be confusing. And because sometimes a kid will say to me, "Father, it doesn't make sense. There must be three gods because, you know, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. And I say, "Well, that's true." But then I say to the kid, "Well, what's 1 × 1 × 1? It's still 1, okay? 1 × 1 × 1 = 1. So yes, you have 3 number ones, but when you multiply it, it's still 1. And then sometimes, you know, I remember, well, of course, St. Patrick, 1,600 years ago, was trying to explain this to the pagan Irish, and he would use the three-leaf clover, and he would, you know, use this as an image or an analogy that this one plant, it's 1, and yet there are the 3 leaves. And that's how he explained it 1,600 years ago. I like Bishop Sheen's analogy. In one of his books, he talks about one way to get a little glimpse of the Blessed Trinity is to use H2O. And H2O, of course, is water. But notice, what is liquid water is H2O. What is ice? Ice is H2O. What is steam? Steam is H2O. We can all tell a distinction between ice, water, and steam, and yet, in and of themselves, they are the same essence, the same nature. They're all H2O. And to further that analogy, we could say that, you know, that say you compare God the Father to liquid water and then Jesus to ice because he became solid for us to touch and when he became man. And the Holy Spirit is God's steam bath that came down upon the apostles. But notice, they are all the same. Ice, water, and steam, in their essence, are all the same. And the three divine persons, the Father is a distinct person, the Holy Spirit is a distinct person, the Son is a distinct person, and yet they are all one God, one being, one essence, and God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, as we heard in the reading. And then when Jesus ascended back to the Father and Jesus sent the Holy Spirit upon the church. So what we should do today on this beautiful feast day of the Most Blessed Trinity is honor the Holy Trinity. We're going to honor the Trinity in just a few moments when we recite the Creed, because in the Creed we honor the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Notice how the Creed is divided into those three parts. And then every time we pray the Rosary and say the glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, we honor the Blessed Trinity. Every time we come to Mass, The entire Mass is a prayer to the Trinity. It's Jesus offering himself to the Father in the Holy Spirit. So these are certain ways that we can honor the Trinity. If you're in the state of sanctifying grace, if you have God's grace within you, you have the Blessed Trinity within your soul. Each one of us are temples of God and dwelling places of the most blessed Trinity through sanctifying grace, which is in our soul if we're in God's friendship in the state of grace. So it's a great feast day today, and let's remember that the Trinity is not a puzzle to be solved, it's a mystery to enter into.